This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The government of El Salvador is being criticized for an anti-terrorism law it passed last year. The law is modeled on the U.S. Patriot Act. This summer, 14 activists were arrested after protesting plans to privatize the National Water Company. Now they're being tried under the new law.
The government argues that some of these protesters threw stones at public officials, which is punishable as a terror crime. Human rights organizations say the law's real aim is to stifle dissent. From El Salvador, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
According to the El Salvador government, longtime social activist from the left, Lorena Martinez, is a suspected terrorist. She was on her way by car to join a water company privatization protest scheduled to take place on July 2nd near the colonial town of Suchitoto. Then suddenly, she and three others from her rural development organization were stopped by the police on a highway outside of the town.
We were detained without any procedure at all. We were intercepted by the patrol car. They don't tell us why we're being detained. They don't read us any of our rights. They don't even ask us for any identification.
TV images taken by the media corroborate her version of events on that day. She was not carrying any weapons. She had not even reached the venue where the protest was to take place. Still, her group was arrested under El Salvador's new anti-terrorism law. Passed in 2006 after two policemen were killed, the law provides harsh penalties for what it defines as acts of terrorism. Those arrested on July 2nd are facing up to 60 years in prison if convicted. Martina says despite its name, the law is really aimed at those who protest the policies of the conservative government of President Antonio Saca.
The anti-terrorist law was not created to apply to terrorists because we haven't seen a single one here. Its purpose is to threaten the social movements in El Salvador.
International aid and human rights groups are also worried about how the law is framed and being applied. Sarah Wilson works for the British-based group Christian Aid. It will be releasing a study on how countries have responded to the war on terror.
We're aware that this war on terror was being used by some countries as sort of excuse for increasing the level of repression. And we did a survey, actually, in many countries where we work, whether that was happening. And this was sort of the most dramatic case that came out of that.
There is no doubt that violence did take place on July 2nd, and some of those arrested may have been involved. Protesters blocked public roads and threw rocks at police, while police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters. But was it terrorism? The law doesn't clearly define what a terrorist is, and the part of the law that is being used to try the 14 activists criminalizes actions aimed at, quote, destroying or damaging the belongings of government officials or their physical person, something Human Rights Watch says does not fall within any reasonable definition of terrorism. El Salvador's Vice Minister for Public Security, Aston Escalante, denies that the law is being misapplied. I begin by asking him what he thinks a terrorist is.
Toda persona que pueda ser capaz de producir terror.
A terrorist is a person who is capable of causing terror. This is a subject that is debated all over the world. What is the standard that allows us to consider someone a terrorist? Not even the United Nations has a definition of what terrorism is.
Why are these 14 people being tried under this particular law, I continue.
Las personas estaban lanzando piedras.
These people were throwing rocks at the windshield of an official's car. That is an attempt against the physical integrity of that official. People find it hard to believe that a regular-sized rock that is thrown at a moving car can not only break the windshield, but make the glass shatter in the driver's eyes, and can cause the car to flip over.
But that didn't happen. I ask if he sees the difference between someone who throws a rock and, let's say, Osama bin Laden.
Hay una diferencia entre Osama bin Laden.
There is a big difference between Osama bin Laden and the person who threw that rock. What is important to note is that Article 5 of our law says that it is an act of terrorism to attempt against the physical integrity of a public functionary. And a terrorist can do that in many ways. They can put cyanide in a glass of water. Maybe it could be with an injection. Or it could be by throwing a rock at a moving vehicle.
Afterward, an assistant of the vice minister tells me dismissively that the people who are protesting the application of the law are all from the, quote, left. And those are exactly the kinds of comments that worry Ulises Campos. He's with the environmental group UNES, which has also been targeted by the authorities.
Si no estás conmigo, entonces sos izquierda.
They are trying to say that if you're not with us, you are from the left. And they want to make the left synonymous with terrorism. Before they designated us communists, and now it's terrorists. It's a way of instilling fear into people. Communism is the same as terrorism, which is the same as the left in this country.
It's been 15 years since El Salvador's brutal civil war formally ended, but the wounds have not healed in this tiny Central American nation of around 7 million people.
Porque a veces te da la sensación de que aquí...
Campos says, sometimes it gives you the sensation that here we have not moved on from our past. He says the war is over in the military sense, but it continues in another way. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, San Salvador.